Hello, my name is Anna Landreth-Strong and I'm the V&A's Curator of Modern and Contemporary Theatre and Performance.
Hi, I'm Tom Piper. I'm one of the designers of the exhibition Curtain Up. So what we have on the floor is a street map of London, a street map of New York, and the two kind of blurring in. You can see the similarities between the city and the density of the theatres. And then above us, we've got a sort of My Abstract Pigeon installation, which is like lots of London programmes leaping off the ground and flying through the air, and then they're meeting some New York programmes coming the other way.
And the soundscape is a total mashup of the pair of them, isn't it?
Yes, we've been working with some really fantastic theatre sound designers, Ben Harrison and Gareth Owen. They've actually quite cleverly blended the sounds of London and New York. So half the cars you'll hear are from Broadway and half from the West End.
And if we just walk into this part here, we've got some posters of some incredibly well-known productions, Phantom of the Opera, Guys and Dolls.
This is, you've just arrived in the West End, so we've got the wonderful Joey from Warhorse. We've also got a wonderful costume designed by Les Brotherston for the male swans in Matthew Bourne's production of Swan Lake. Some rather exciting, lovely costumes from The Lion King that are part of the V&A's collection. We've got Scar and Sarabi. The costumes here are all elevated, suspended off scaffolding poles rather than on traditional museum plinths. The idea being that maybe you'd be able to see them from the angle that you would if you were sitting in the stalls as an audience member.
What are we stepping into? This is fantastic.
It's Chorus Line, which came from America, from the Public Theatre in New York 40 years ago. And we've got a kind of mirrored corridor with a ballet bar on one side, and then a series of the top hats that happen in Chorus Line. They all, at the end, they get dressed in the full numbers and wear these satin top hats. And they're kind of doing a little perspective sweep, and that kind of whirring noise you can hear above us is the scrollers on the theatre lights above, which change the colours on the lights. And then there's a projection at the end that you see the reflection in the mirror, so you get sort of, so in a sense you're invited to sort of be part of that moment and be, you know, be, put yourself into Chorus Line.
And you've just got your hand resting there on the ballet bar. You're part of it yourself now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it should be, as far as possible, kind of a tactile experience, something that you can be in. And the big difference, I suppose, to this, to going to see a theatre show, is that you can be really up close. You're not allowed to touch many things, but you can get really close. You can see, you know, you can see Joey close up. You can see some costumes really come. You can see the skill and all the craft work that's gone into it. Maybe some people might think I could work in this profession because there's so many jobs. It's not just about being an actor if you're interested in theatre or film.
I'm Doug Reeside. I'm the curator of the theatre division at New York Public Library.
As a person who spends most of her life working in audio, I'm just drawn to this like a magnet. What is it?
So this is an actual soundboard, and I'm actually going to turn down the sound. You might be able to hear Hairspray playing. But one by one, I'm going to turn down the different channels, and you'll hear different pieces go silent.
That's fantastic.
This iPad app is actually a real piece of theater machinery, and those sliders actually physically moved down as I operated the software on the iPad.
So all those faders are pulled down. It's such brilliant music. Would you mind putting them back up again?
Of course.
We wanted to do something that really celebrated 21st century theatre making, the use of video, lighting design, and got a reproduction of a fragment of the set for the curious incident of Dog in the Nighttime, complete with the black graphics. It's got little LEDs embedded in it, it's got light boxes, and all those things are programmed exactly as they are in the show, and you can stand in there and watch a bit of video, and it's what's happening on the video is happening to you. In a sense, that's an experience you couldn't get by going to the theatre, so we wanted to give something that was different.
And so when you're in this moment, you can feel a bit like you're on stage in the curious incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, playing Christopher, perhaps. So it's just a really great moment that shows you the magic of theatre as it is today.
I imagine there'll be lots of people pretending to be Christopher in here.
We do hope so. We really wanted to take the opportunity to show how all the design elements integrate together. One without the other just wouldn't convey that magic. We've got the lighting design, the video design, the sound design and music, along with the set design, all working together in perfect harmony.